Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So glad to have you with me again today, and it's just a joy to know that you're studying the Word of God, and my prayer is that you are growing in your walk with Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time of reading and studying together. Heavenly Father, it's so important to us to come to You because we know that You have the words of truth, and You promised that by Your Holy Spirit You'd lead us into that truth and that You'd empower us to live according to that truth. So basically, all the glory for our belief and trust in You, whether it's suffering or whatever it is we go through, Lord, it's all on You. And we're just so grateful today to be people that can learn the Word of God. I know, Lord, for my sake, I'm so glad that I have Your Word. I'm thankful for it, and I bless You today and thank You again as we begin our study today. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Seeing and Hearing the Conflict in Me. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 30. After encouraging the church members in Philippi to not be terrified by their adversaries, Paul told them they were not only given the gift to believe in Jesus Christ, but they would also suffer for His sake. In chapter 1 and verse 30 of the book of Philippians, Paul tells them how his life is an example of the conflict they will endure, where we read, "Having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me." The verse begins, "Having the same conflict which you saw in me." As an example of the way the church members would suffer, Paul used himself as a reference. He told them the same conflict, which means a place of assembly, especially an assembly met to see games, the place of contest, the arena or stadium, the assembly of the Greeks at their national games, and generally any struggle or contest or a battle they saw in him would be like the ones they would encounter themselves. Paul's life and the conflict within it was not only that of a believer, but also as one who suffered for the gospel's sake. The verse goes on to say, "And now here to be in me." Not only did the Philippians see the battle which Paul endured in the past, but Paul's present situation was heard by them as well. Paul wrote, "You here to be," which means it was current at the time, and as an insinuation for the perpetuity of the conflict, Paul noted that his battle continued to the day of this writing. Because Paul the Apostle cared so much for the church in Philippi as a father for his children, he told them of things which they may have been difficult to hear. They would suffer for Jesus' sake. His own life was an example of this truth. And although they might not have wanted to read these words, they were nonetheless true. Paul suffered for his belief in Jesus Christ and for sharing the gospel with others. The Philippian church saw it and heard about it. And as we consider Paul's words today, perhaps it would help us to evaluate what others have seen and hear about us. Have they seen us suffer for his sake? Have they heard that we presently are under conflict, as in a battle place or a contest? May the Lord help us to live our lives in such a manner that others will know that we serve the true and living God because of our belief in the gospel and of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Next time we begin a new chapter and see Paul set forth a criteria of ifs. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.